This is WLVR News. I'm News Director Jen Rehill with our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined today by Jim Deegan, Vice President of News here at Lehigh Valley Public Media. Jim, election season is well underway here in the Valley. Tonight, two Republican candidates for the primary in the 7th Congressional District are going to face off in a debate. And on Sunday, Muhlenberg College is hosting a debate for some of the Democratic candidates for the state's open U.S. Senate seat. But as newspapers have been shrinking here in the Valley, coverage of those races so far really has been pretty limited. You've been working in news in the region for something like 30 years. How does the coverage compare now to what we might have seen earlier in your tenure?
Well, I mean, I would say it's definitely different. You know, we know that when the cuts really started hitting newspapers hard in this area, 2007, 2008, I mean, among the first reporters to go were those who covered, Harrisburg, correspondents in Washington. You know, the newspapers just could no longer afford to keep reporters there or, buy services from reporters who were working there. So that was an issue. And then, you know, as coverage of politics and political candidates continued, there was another blow with the tool of website analytics, you know, when you could actually see what people were and weren't reading, and guess what wasn't exactly burning up the page views. You know, I think it was a gut check for a lot of people in the news industry because you looked at the resources that you were devoting to elections and campaigns and everything that came with it, and it seemed like the audience wasn't there. So that was difficult because it's really important, right?
Yeah, and an important way to educate the public about who's actually running for office. At least I think that's what we strive for. Now, there's a new publication in town that's hoping to fill that gap. It's a newsletter called Armchair Lehigh Valley, and it's run by two former reporters from The Morning Call. Let's hear a little bit from an interview that Brad Klein did with them earlier this week.
Local journalists are doing the best job they can considering their circumstances, but their numbers have been depleted, and it's really hard to do that full research for a candidate. I mean, when I was a young reporter, I covered one race and I focused all my energy on that race. I mean, you're talking to the candidates every day. I mean, it was a real intensive coverage of things.
That was Kathy Reinhardt, who started the newsletter with Bob Orenstein. And I have to say, Jen, I mean, there are, you know, bloggers who have helped, I guess, to fill the void of political coverage created by, you know, what newspapers and other media have lost. And you know, as we come into this election season, the primary is right around the corner, May 17th. There's a lot of races that we're going to be following closely and important ones.
There's a lot of races. That challenge of, like, how do you cover it all is right in front of us. What are some of the races that you've really got your eye on, Jim?
I mean, I think everyone's looking, obviously, at the congressional race in the 7th District. Susan Wild is the incumbent. She doesn't have a challenger in the primary, but two Republicans will square off in the primary, Lisa Scheller, who ran before, and Kevin Deliker. And then, you know, at the state level, there's a new state Senate seat in the Allentown and Bethlehem area. You have six people who are in the running for that. There's a new state House seat in Allentown. Three Democrats and a Republican are on the ballot for that. So there's a lot happening. And we also have a kind of unusual situation where in the primary election, two incumbent state representatives, Ryan McKenzie and Gary Day, will have a primary battle. Ryan McKenzie got redistricted into the 187th district. So we have these two sitting representatives in Harrisburg who will square off in the primary.
Well, it's a lot to take in and really important, I think, to provide as much information as we can about those races to folks. Now, Jim, you and I have been working on a plan to put some public officials in front of our audience and let folks ask some questions. Do you want to share the details about that?
On Thursday, April 14th, we at WLVR and PBS 39 are going to be hosting and televising a special from 7 to 8 p.m. We will have both Mayor Matt Turk from Allentown and Mayor William Reynolds from Bethlehem. And the show is going to focus on their first 100 days, what they've learned, what expectations they have, and kind of where we're going to go.
Jim, I'm hoping it's going to be a great conversation and a good value for our community. That's all we've got time for today, but thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jen.
That's Jim Deegan, Vice President of News here at WLVR and Lehigh Valley Public Media. And for more of what you need to know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.